Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 12, 2018 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. We're bowling tonight. A special note regarding subs. We will need several subs next week due to the Triangle Radio Reading Service Gala, which some of our bowlers will be attending. Please call Sharon to let her know you are available. And a reminder, if for any regular week you can sub, please call Sharon on Sunday after 8 a.m. The phone number is 919-755-0700. Please leave a message. Sharon will call you on Thursday to confirm you have a spot. If you know you need off, please call the same number. Remember that if you call out and we do not have a sub for you, you will owe the entire $12 to the league. If you call and we do have a sub available, you will owe $3. Subs who get spots will pay the $12 to bowl. If you think you might want to sub, call in. If you can't when Sharon calls you on Thursday, you can change your mind. But if we do know on Thursday, we will be able to do our best to notify you in time to set up a cab trip if you need one. The world's finest chocolate is here. There are 60 bars to the box, and it is $1 per bar. We only got the mixed boxes this time. Our target date is to have it all sold and the money turned in on December 14, which is our last night to bowl before the Christmas holiday. See Sharon tonight to pick up a box. Tonight is the deadline for the outlaw entries for the James Benton Memorial CBA Tournament and Shootout, located in Augusta, Georgia, on October 26th to the 28th. The entry fee for the tournament is a total of $50, including the registration fee, and the shootout is an additional $25. If an individual wishes to bowl in only certain events, they may pay $15 per event, singles, doubles, or teams. There is also a $5 registration fee for all those attending the tournament who are not bowling. Put your money in the lane envelopes. For our other league friends, the deadline for entries to be sent to Terrell is October 21. If you need a packet mailed to you or emailed, please contact Ginger at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. And please email all entry forms to CBA Tournament Director Terrell Jones at jones.terrell23@yahoo.com. Mail checks for funds to Terrell at his home address, 803 Nestleway Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406. A James Brown tour. Rod Wilson in Winston-Salem is organizing a tour of James Brown historic sites in and around Augusta and the museum exhibit for Friday afternoon, October 27. It would be led by James Brown's daughter and or other family members. Contact Rod at 336-457-6186 for more information about cost, times, and what all is included. He will need a final count the week of the tournament. Please note, while there will be a cash bar during the auction and dance, due to extremely high hotel costs, we will not be able to have food available during the dance on Saturday. We will do our best to make sure that everyone has a chance to get to a restaurant for a meal and be back in time for the auction. The ABBA Mail-O-Graphic. Friday, November 9 is the deadline for Raleigh Outlaw entries to be in the lane envelopes for the ABBA Mail-O-Graphic Tournament. We will bowl the Mail-O-Graphic on Friday, December 8. Entries are $6. You must have 21 games in the current season by November 1 or be in the average book for the last year, and your sanction fees must be paid by November 10. Bowlers who do not have 21 games by the 1st of November or a season average for last year will bowl scratch. Federation Fundraiser. The Wake Federation of the Blind Chapter is having a fundraiser. We are selling Chico bags. They are reusable bags, packs, and totes shopping bags, bags for outdoor and travel, and produce bags. Miriam Dixon will have a catalog and order blank on the lanes tonight. The Sir Walter Lionesses are holding their annual candy and nut sale for the holidays. See one of the Lioness Club members to place an order. Renee Benton may have the catalog also, and Margaret Carter plans to be at the Alley October 12th. She will need money when you place your order. They are usually here around Thanksgiving. That's the candies and the nuts. To benefit the CBA Youth account, we are offering another raffle. The first prize is a $100 gift card. Second prize is a $50 gift card. And third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present in order to win. Please see Jeff Tucker for tickets. And for nuts and candy anytime, please check out the link that I'm going to give you to help support the American Blind Bowlers Association and their effort to raise funds to better support blind bowling around the country. So stock up on your candy, fruit, and nuts, and order as often as you wish. The address is https://americanblindbowling.terrylyncares.com. Terry Lynn Cares is TerryLynnCares.com. Feel free to share the link above with family and friends across the country as well. Anyone can use it and have items shipped directly to their home address. This is the same candy company that the Lionesses sell from, but by purchasing online, you can get items that the Lionesses are not ordering, and you can get more when you run out. Medical update. Please keep Bonnie Merritt in your thoughts due to some health concerns being experienced. Our condolences. Ginger Rush's uncle, Rudolph Chumley, passed away last night in Arkansas. Ginger will be flying out tomorrow morning to be with her mom and the rest of the family. Please keep her family in your prayers. Remember that Marjorie Hurd will be retiring from the Division of Services for the Blind effective November 30, 2018. Marjorie has been a good friend to us in getting items transcribed in Braille or in large print, and we will miss her services. If anyone needs anything prior to her retirement, please let her know as far in advance as possible. For aids and appliances purchases, please contact Donna Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, during her business hours of 8 until 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 to 4 p.m. The phone number is 919-527-6770 and alternatively 1-866-222-1546. Donna's email is donna.wiggins@dhhs.nc.gov. The National Tournament Committee still has some raffle tickets available for the 2019 Pittsburgh Tournament. Tickets are $5 each. Mike Staub is in charge of this raffle and has worked very hard to gather up all the prizes. It's called the Pittsburgh Experience Raffle. There will be only one winner, and the drawing will be during the mid-year meeting in November 2018. The winner will win tournament entry fees for the Pittsburgh tournament in 2019. Round-trip service by sedan for you and a guest to and from the airport. A four-night stay at the Sheraton. A Just Ducky tour ride for you and a guest. A captain's dinner cruise for you and your guest on the Gateway Clipper. As well as Sunday brunch for you and a guest at the Grand Concourse Restaurant. This is an over $800 value. You can contact Mike at 412-304-8590, and we will mail tickets to you. Now, some top tech tidbits. The associated Internet web addresses are not included, but are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Also, please remember to convert the time stated as GMT, that's Greenwich Mean Time, into your local time. GMT is ahead of Eastern time. So you must convert GMT to Eastern time. During Eastern Daylight Time, you must deduct 4 hours from GMT. And during Eastern Standard Time, you must deduct 5 hours from GMT. For example, if the time is listed as 1400 GMT, take away 4 hours, and that will equal 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. In Eastern Standard Time, which starts in November, 1400 hours GMT minus 5 hours, because of the difference from Standard and Eastern Time and Daylight Time, will equal 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A little thing just to keep in mind so that you're not up listening and looking for something to come across and it isn't there. Which Amazon Echo to buy? There's a handy article describing three different Amazon devices, so you can choose which one you might want. Archive trainings from the Tech User Group, the Technology User Group from the Maryland Library for the Blind and Visually Handicapped, conducts periodic trainings on different topics, and they are recorded. Australian Sports and Radio Streams. This oft-updated site offers links to sport and a variety of other audio content from Down Under. Next FS Open Line. The Next FS Open Line will air on Thursday, 25 October, 2018, at 1400 GMT, and the focus will be on JAWS 2019. A free webinar for seniors on technology. Life-changing technology for older people experiencing vision loss will take place on Wednesday, 17 October 2018, at 1800 GMT. Test an accessible iOS Reddit app. A 17-year-old developer has made a fully accessible Reddit app with VO router actions and more accessibility features. They are looking for beta testers. This is the YouTube demo of the app, and there is a form for signing up to test it. Blind kayakers compete using Soundscape. Read about a scavenger hunt wherein Soundscape users with vision loss competed and won. The Blind Post October 2018. Read a variety of listings and articles in the October 2018 edition of the Blind Post Classified News from and for the blind. Nearby Explorer, APH News on Tech Talk. The latest developments in the Nearby Explorer app and other developments at APH will be the topic for a Tech Talk on GMT 16 October 2018 at 0:00 hours. That's 00:00. I think that means midnight their time. So take 4 hours off, and what do you have? Sounds like about 8 o'clock p.m. Final blind side about all smart home. Episode number 107 will end the blind side series with a focus on setting up a smart home. Podcast on iOS shortcuts. IACast 16 discusses shortcut creation. Blind Bargains QAST. Blind Bargains QAST. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's QAST, so I'm calling it QAST, maybe. Number 159 keeps us up to date everywhere. Flying Blind LLC Publications. Do you, a friend or colleague, wish to receive Flying Blind LLC Publications? If so, please use or pass along our CAPTCHA free sign-up link. You can also subscribe to the Flying Blind LLC Publications on the Flying Blind LLC website, or by texting Flying Blind to 22828. Any of these methods will provide you with an accessibility-friendly and secure medium through which you can subscribe to the mailing list. Just enter your name and email address and click send, and you'll begin receiving Flying Blind LLC Publications. It's that easy. You can also connect through Facebook, YouTube, and reach their online store as well. The calendar of events. The 2019 Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association Tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia on April 5th and 6th next year. So save the date. The host hotel will be the Crown Plaza at the Marina. More details will be announced at a later time. Please see the Arts Access website for a listing of audio-described performances. The Wake chapter of the NFB meets regularly on the second Saturday of each month from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. The location is at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. For more information, please call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or send him an email at rcp7@bellsouth.net. The Federation will host an event on Saturday, October 13, where interested persons can meet Linda Coleman, candidate to represent the 2nd U.S. Congressional District of North Carolina, from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. The locations will be Tarboro Road Community Center, 121 North Tarboro Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. This meeting has been organized to address issues relevant to the blind community and other North Carolinians with disabilities. The Wake Federation of the Blind is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization advocating on behalf of the blind in North Carolina. For additional information, contact Dennis McDuffie, treasurer, 919-673-1374, or via email at dmcduffie693@gmail.com. Speaking of voting, early voting is just about upon us. And regarding the election, Wake County early voting sites are as follows. There will be 10 total sites open every day from October 17th through November 3rd. The sites are, number 1, Apex Community Center, 53 Hunter Street, Apex. Number 2, Nightdale Recreation Center, 101 Lawson Ridge Road, Nightdale. Number 3, Chavis Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Raleigh. Number 4, Lake Lynn Community Center, 7921 Ray Road in Raleigh. Number 5, North Carolina State University Tally Center, 2610 Cates Avenue in Raleigh. Number 6, Wake Tech Community College South Campus, 9101 Fayetteville Road, Raleigh. Number 7, the Herbert C. Young Community Center at 101 Wilkinson Avenue in Cary. Number 8, the Northern Regional Center, 350 East Holding Avenue, Wake Forest. Number 9, the Optimus Community Center at 5900 Whittier Drive in Raleigh. And finally, number 10, the Wake County Board of Elections itself, 337 South Salisbury Street in Raleigh. The first 9 sites are open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and on Sundays from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Number 10, the Wake County Board of Elections office is only open on weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., plus one Saturday, October the 27th, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. And for more information on the voting process, the Great Lakes ADA Center, in collaboration with the ADA National Network, invite you to attend the October ADA audio conference series session titled The Right to Vote, Access for People with Disabilities, featuring Michelle Bishop, Voting Rights Specialist, National Disability Rights Network. This session will address questions and issues brought forth by the disability community in terms of accessibility to the voting process. As the 2018 midterm election approaches, the question asked by people with disabilities will not be who won, but rather, was I able to cast a ballot? This session will examine the status of accessibility of the voting process for people with disabilities. Join us as our speakers provide information on laws applying to voting, including the requirements of the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, and what steps folks can take if barriers are encountered on Election Day. The date of this session is October 16, from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This session is offered via the telephone and or a web browser webinar platform. The session will be captioned via the web-based webinar platform. Registration is available at www.ada-audio.org. You will need to set up an account on the website if you do not already have one. Questions regarding the session should be directed to webinars@adagreatlakes.org or by calling 1-877-232-1990, that's V/TTY, or 312-767-0377, video phone. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be Thursday, October 18, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, RMCPD, will hold the annual awards luncheon on Tuesday, October 30, from 11:30 a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. at the DoubleTree by Hilton Brownstone Hotel, 1707 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. A catered lunch will be served. RSVP to Tara Walters at TLWaters@waketech.edu. The RMCPD committee embraces the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 and in fulfillment of its mission is a strong supporter of the choices made by people with disabilities to participate in the employment, economic, social, and political life of Raleigh. Each year, we recognize disability advocates at our annual awards banquet. Categories of awards include Employer of the Year, Citizen Involvement, Lockhart Fallen Mace Advocacy Award, Excellence in Transportation, Excellence in Housing, Excellence in Recreation, Excellence in Education, Media Awards for Television, Print, and Radio, and Supervisor of the Year. The Triangle Radio Reading Service Gala. Save the date. Please join the Triangle Radio Reading Service, TRRS, on Friday, October 19th, for the annual New Visions Gala. This fundraising event will take place at the Renaissance Hotel Raleigh in North Hills from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. The gala will include a New Visions showcase, demonstrations of the latest technology for the blind and print-impaired people, dinner, dessert in the dark, silent auction, and more. Tickets are $100 per person, and tables of eight go for $800. For more information or to purchase tickets, please give us a call. That's 919-832-5138, or visit the TRRS website, http://www.triangleReadingService.org. And now, I think it's time for some recipes that will bowl you over, and they come from the Chuckwagon Gang. Let's see what the first one is. Looks like we're going out west. Texas Sheet Cake Cookies. The ingredients for the cookie itself: one box of chocolate cake mix, two eggs whisked, and 1/3 cup of oil. And for the frosting, 1/2 cup of butter, 2 tablespoons of cocoa, 3 tablespoons of milk, 2 1/2 cups of powdered sugar. So what are you going to do with that? Well, for the cookies, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Combine the cookie ingredients in a large bowl and mix until they are completely incorporated. Note, dough will be thick Use a medium-sized cookie scoop or a heaping tablespoon and scoop the cookies onto a parchment-lined cookie sheet. Bake for 7 to 8 minutes. Remove from the oven and let them cool on the cookie sheet for 45 minutes before moving them to a cooling rack. And repeat this process until all of the dough is baked. For the frosting, combine the first three frosting ingredients in a small saucepan over medium heat and whisk until the mixture has melted. Remove from the heat, add powdered sugar, and whisk until smooth. Pour frosting over the cookies. Use a knife or spoon to move excess frosting and be sure that each cookie is completely covered. Let the frosting set and then serve. Keep the cookies in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 days. You might even want to consider adding chopped pecans, or as they say in certain parts of the country, pecans, to the tops of the cookies while the frosting is not completely set, and that'll give it added taste and texture. My mouth is watering. And it'll continue because our next one is flourless fudge cookies. The ingredients for this delight are as follows. 2 1/4 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of espresso powder. It's optional, but it's good. 1 cup of cocoa powder, natural or Dutch processed cocoa. 3 large egg whites, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, and 2 cups of chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and or chopped dried fruit is optional. What are we going to do with that? Well, lightly grease 2 baking sheets. Or line with parchment and grease the parchment. Yes, grease the parchment. These cookies are sticky, and they need to be baked on a greased surface. Whisk together the egg whites and the vanilla. In a separate bowl, whisk together the dry ingredients, except for the chips, nuts, and fruit. Stir the wet and dry ingredients together. Scrape the bottom and sides of the bowl and stir again until smooth. The sticky batter will be the consistency of thick syrup. Add the chips and or the nuts if you're using them. Drop the syrupy batter onto the prepared baking sheets in 3-inch circles for large cookies or 1 3/4 to 2-inch circles for smaller cookies. Let the cookies rest on the baking sheets for 30 minutes while you preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Bake the cookies for 7 minutes for smaller cookies and 8 to 9 minutes for the larger cookies. They should spread slightly, become somewhat shiny, and develop faintly crackly tops. Here's a note. Large cookies with added chips and nuts will need to bake for 10 minutes. Remove the cookies from the oven and allow them to cool right on the pan. When they're nearly cool, carefully loosen them from the pan with a spatula. Yes, this batter is supposed to be as syrupy and sticky. And if it's not, add more egg white until it drips from a spatula in a thick ribbon. Boy, does that sound pretty doggone good. I think I might want to get my hands on some of that right now. Well, folks, you have been listening to the October 12, 2018 edition of Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I'm Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any comments or any questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.